think about the drama in that. Really, when we read the Gospels, we're so familiar about it, we forget the drama that's going on here. Here is the only apostle before the Passion to recognize who Christ is. The apostle who is recognized by that fact to be the rock upon which the church is built. 2 verses later, he gets called Satan. I mean, really, it's dramatic. He gets called Satan. And he gets called Satan specifically for trying to stop Christ going to Jerusalem. That will never happen to you. In other words, following the pattern of Christ's speech here, we might say that Satan is the one who tries to get between Christ and the cross. That will never happen to you. You are Satan. Now, in all of this, what is most important is how it is that the disciples came to know who Christ is, that he is the Son of God, the Lord of all. They didn't come to know this by hearing reports about his birth, by hearing what his mother had to say about that. They didn't come to know this by accompanying him for a number of years. And both of those things just simply reflect the fact that human knowledge and our usual methods of human knowledge, scientific analysis, historical inquiry, philosophical reflection, all of those things are simply inadequate when the object of the desired object of our knowledge is God. God's not subject to human methods of knowledge, whether physical or mental. He's not subject. We cannot pin him down and come to know him in that way. He comes and goes as he pleases. He shows himself when he chooses. It was not seeing Christ on the cross that prompted his disciples finally to know who Christ is. Nor was it seeing the empty tomb. Nor was it the encounter with the risen Christ on the road to Emmaus, or seeing him as a risen figure. The tomb is empty, but that's ambiguous. And when he appears, he's not recognized. Rather, the disciples recognize the Lord as the one whose passion is spoken about by the scriptures and who they encounter in the breaking of bread. That's the two fundamentally important things. They recognize him as the one whose passion is spoken about by the scriptures, and they recognize him in the breaking of bread.